All of Oregon's mail processing will soon take place in just one location. The U.S. Postal Service has decided to consolidate all of its processing centers into one center in Portland. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports on what that means for mail delivery here.
The move to consolidate means the centers in Bend, Salem, Eugene, and Pendleton will close sometime after May 15th. Postal Service spokesman Ron Anderson says you'll probably notice the consolidation when you mail letters within the city of Bend.
Currently, we have a 1 to 3 day delivery standard, and what's being proposed is that we would go to a 2 to 3 day delivery standard. So you're right, in many instances, mailing a letter from Bend to Bend would, of course, currently takes now 1 day, would more than likely go to 2 days. And that's probably the only real significant change that most people would notice.
The centers to be closed employ just over 160 workers. Some will transfer to Portland, or many may move to another postal job. The consolidation is to reduce costs due to a decrease in volume for the Postal Service. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.
Michael Bremont is back in jail, accused of violating the conditions of his release. Bremont was arrested last week and charged with sexually abusing a female student of the Redmond Proficiency Academy. He was bailed out of jail earlier this week by a former colleague who is also a relative. An article in the Bulletin says Bremont's release agreement required that he reside in his Redmond home, that he not leave Oregon, and that he not contact his alleged victim. Court documents do not specify what condition Bremont allegedly violated. Bail is now set at $500,000. An almost 30,000-square-foot brewing facility and restaurant will break ground today on Bend's east side. The Worthy Brewing Company will feature a 22,000-square-foot brewery, a 4,000-square-foot restaurant, and a 1/3-acre experimental hops and herb garden. Brewmaster Kennedy from Portland says he loves Bend and couldn't think of a better place to build this brewery.
We're excited. You know, you've got to be kind of humble about it. There's a lot of great beer in Bend, so we hope to, add on to that. And just excited to be a part of the Bend brewing community.
Kennedy says they plan to open their doors by January of 2013. Oregon U.S. Senator Ron Wyden plans a series of town hall meetings in Central Oregon. The first is set for March 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Bend Elks Lodge on Boyd Acres Road. He'll follow that with a 5 o'clock meeting at the Oregon Open Campus Building in Prineville. An article in the Bulletin says Wyden will hold two more meetings on March 4th. The first will be in Lakeview, while the second is scheduled for Klamath Falls. A bill that helps Redmond have the largest block of industrial land in the state passes the House and is on its way to the governor's desk. Earlier this week, we told you the bill was in jeopardy because of what's known in political jargon as a gut and stuff. State Representative Jason Conger of Bend says he was glad to see the legislature block the gut and stuff attempt of Representative Dave Hunt.
In my opinion, it was a very overtly political maneuver. It was not a question of policy or what was best for Oregon. And so I was very glad that the attempt by Dave Hunt to hijack this thing failed.
The bill allows Redmond to put 465 acres of land back into its inventory of industrial lands. Supporters call it a great jobs bill for Central Oregon. The price of gasoline in Bend right now is between $3.57 and $3.89 for a gallon of regular unleaded. Marie Dodds with AAA of Oregon believes it will get higher.
In Oregon, I think we are going to top $4 a gallon. I think we could end up in the vicinity of $4.35 for a statewide peak.
The last big run-up on gasoline prices was in July of 2008 when the national average peaked at $4.29 a gallon. Dodd says the reason for those high prices were investor speculation and high demand from developing countries. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. We'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes up at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.